does hereby approve the minutes of June 25th, 2024, June 26th, 2024, and July 8th, 2024, special meetings of council, and the July 2nd, 2024, regular meeting of council as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Just have to let go of the pledge. On to 16.1, we have resolution 24-429, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the May 27th, 2024 Township of McKellar Public Library Board meeting. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Point two, we have resolution 24-430, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the May 3rd, 2024 and May 22nd, 2024 District of Berry Sound West, Belvedere Heights Board of Management meetings. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To 16.3, we have resolution 24-431, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the June 27th, 2024 Township of McKellar Recreation Committee meeting. Any discussion of those minutes? Councilor Kekkonen?
Just wondering what the four carnival games are.
Oh, no, it's just a different, like I think there's a frisbee throw, or it has the slots that you throw the frisbees through. They're all built out of wood, and they come with all the extras. I think there's like a bottle throw, where there's all bottles in there, and you knock off stuff off of them, and I don't know, I was involved in carrying them in the hot weather on Saturday, and I was helping set up. That's two of them, and there's two more. They're really nice games. You know, the kids really enjoy them, but I can't recall right offhand what they were. Tossing games, anyway. Oh, I think a hoop one kind of thing. So, and then we still have the two older ones that you had at one time.
And then the minnow races, they were always fun. So.
Yeah, they get set up at certain events. They will be set up at the fair. So, yeah.
Good.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to 16.4. And resolution 24-432, moved by Councilor Haskin, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the draft minutes of the March 6th, 2024, April 3rd, 2024, and May 1st, 2024, Township of McKellar Historical Committee meetings. Any discussion of those minutes?
There'll be one more. Actually, at the next meeting, there'll be two more. There'll be from January 1st and the June 5th minutes. So we can get back on track here.
I noticed the draft. I noticed for May 1st it'll be draft, but the other two, as I checked May 1st, but the other two have already been approved, right?
Yeah, so we can send a version that doesn't have draft at the top there.
Right, okay.
These are all approved minutes.
Okay. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to 17.1. We have resolution 24-433, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive Report Cemetery 2024-01, Monument Relocation of Elmer and Esther Green. We need further direction, if there is any. So, open to discussion. Maybe Carly has a different background for us.
So, Mary Smith and Tom Sturman put together a report. They received a request from Dave Woodall from Signature Memorials Green family would like to have their upright monument for Elmer, Esther, and Robert Green to be relocated. They want to move the monument to the left, centering on one plot, not two. They are also requesting that the plot marker of Elmer, Esther, or Robert be moved to the left. Dave Woodall indicated a new foundation would need to be poured and the old one removed. This is quite the process. Staff just wanted further direction from council as the cemetery board on how to proceed. They did do a great job in marking out where everyone is in the plots and where the monuments are located and the changes to occur. So if council is to make a decision tonight, then we will inform Mr. Woodall of that decision.
And the cost for all of this? Is that covered in our perpetual care? That
I don't believe so. It's a different request, and it would be done by township staff. And then the material and supplies, I think, would also be supplied by the township as well.
I'm just wondering what the actual bases in that are. Those put in by the funeral home, or are they put in by staff when they're first done? Not relocating, just the first time, for instance.
I would have to confirm with staff.
I believe it is the monument people that do it.
The monument people, yes.
I've known in the past they have come and gotten sand, you know, to mix the cement from us.
Okay, so that would have to be clarified, because some of it would have to pay for the cost there. Now, the question is, of course, is that what the township covers, or is this from the applicants themselves for wanting it relocated? Do they pay?
Mm-hmm. So, will you be able to find that out, Carly?
I can, or if council is agreeable to the relocation of the monument at the expense of the Green family, we could do that as well.
So, just a question, since all of council is the cemetery board, do we have to actually have a motion coming from the cemetery board?
Well, no. At the very beginning of this council, if you recall, we did the same with the roads committee. In a sense, they were rolled into, because it would take a separate board as such. I don't know if we have a resolution to that effect, but we talked about it, that we do it through committee of the whole, and that would save the council meeting as a separate board, keeping minutes and all of that. We could just do it within the regular council meeting. So as far as the cemetery board, I would say it doesn't really exist as a separate entity.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we'd have to check the actual resolutions, but I can't remember. I'm just wondering if we had a resolution to appoint people to the cemetery board, or we skipped that because it was going to be rolled into council as committee of the whole.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think we appointed anybody to the roads committee either for that very reason.
Mm. That's a good question. I sort of thought at one time it was required to have a cemetery board. I sort of thought.
That's something we can check. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But like I say, it's all of council has been appointed as the cemetery board. Now, whether we would actually have to have a resolution, we now go into the cemetery board format to make the decisions and then come out with recommendations.
That's what we've tried to clarify, whether we need that or not, or whether we just continue as council.
Yeah.
If what you're saying is true, that we do need a board, then we'd have to go back to that old method, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's a way of if Carly could check to see whether it's mandated.
Yeah, I've looked into it previously, and all I could find was that cemetery boards aren't required. Like, there's no real legislation outlining it.
Answers that question. So whatever decision, like, just council, not a cemetery board makes right now, that's where it goes forward. Sounds good to me. That streamlines everything.
Amendment is The clause added further that the request to relocate the monument be approved, subject to costs, including labor, be at the expense of the family. Any discussion of the amendment? We call the question on the amendment itself. All those in favor? None opposed? Call the question on the amended resolution as a whole then. All those in favor? None opposed? Eric?
So just a question about the cemetery monuments. There have been some letters that were sent in regarding the monuments not sitting straight. And for, I believe that one family sent in some letters for approximately 2 years. And so when does that get addressed?
They have been continually addressed. With the rain this year, newer burials have been sinking. So public works staff have been continuously monitoring it and going out and correcting that. If people do have concerns, please bring them forward and public works will address them immediately.
Okay, but you're suggesting there were previous letters?
These have been letters that have been sent over the last 2 years and the headstones have not been straightened out.
Okay.
And these are old burials, like this is nothing recent.
Okay, I'm not sure if we have, I'd have to look in to see if we have the records of that.
Okay, thank you.
I do know we've been receiving, like Mike says, for a couple of years from St. Stephen's. They're on a really crooked inch. She was phoning me personally a couple of times, and I asked Mary about it and went through the chain, and the work did get done. It took a while, but so they're happy now.
Just have to find out how the work got done. Follow that same procedure. Is there any others?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there for a couple of years, but something wasn't happening. And whether it was because of the weather situation, that's possible. Obviously, you can't go in and do it through the winter. And then whether something came up through the summer last year, I don't know. But they've been satisfied, finally.
Okay, on to 17.2, resolution 24-434, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Haskam. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the accounts payable preliminary check run report for June 2024 from Treasurer Roshan Cantillo for information purposes. Any discussion? Councilor Keckin?
So we did receive a message on Tuesday, June 25th, that there were 4 students who were identified McKellar as Township Scholars. In the check run report, $1,500 was paid to the Prairie Sound School Ways and Means. Who were the scholarship recipients?
Unfortunately, due to privacy issues, I can't say the names publicly, but I can forward them to council.
And I didn't catch it on here. What was the total expenditure? Was it $1,000? Split the 4 ways?
I believe it was $1,500.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right. Or what it should be.
Sure, if all council is aware, on page 6 of 18, it's above at the top, as council had requested. There was some question whether it was actually going to happen or not, but the grader was floated back.
Yes.
And the message got through.
That's pretty, probably well worth it. You know, it wasn't an outrageous amount.
So question on 5 of 18 at the top. CIBC Visa, firefighting tools, equipment, iPad mini, $280. How are those tracked? I don't even know who it's for, but
it's an iPad that goes in one of the pumper trucks. We are going through the process of putting asset numbers on all of our IT infrastructure, so that will be accounted for soon.
Excellent. Questions with the accounts? 24-435, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Pekkanen. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-62, being a bylaw to authorize the borrowing upon serial debentures in the principal amount of $800,000 towards the cost of Center Road, first and second reading, further read a third time and passed in open council the 16th day of July 2024. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. So unfinished business, anything on that list? Wish to comment on, or some added from last time, or were they not? Councilor Pekkanen?
Just wondering, looking through older minutes, I'm just wondering if the Balsam Trail parking lot was ever expanded.
To my knowledge, it was. They have removed shrubs and trees. They put down gravel. It's not a huge parking lot, but it is larger than it was previously.
Okay.
And that was done last fall, I want to say, maybe.
Okay. It's just April 13th, 2021. There was a resolution passed to have a cost estimate of increasing the size of the Balsam Trail parking lot. So I just wanted to see if that was completed.
It's not that much of a difference,
then. No, the trouble they have there, of course, you're limited by rock and the grade, and it's just how much can you do. And I don't think we're overrun. I guess somebody could do a survey, but with people parking out on the road because the lot's full, I don't know.
No, not anymore. Their signs are out there on the road.
Right.
And there were at different times, I guess they'd have a group together and they'd go and they'd park all along the road, and it's on the hill and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's been good.
Anything else in the unfinished business?
Is there any updates on resolution 24-191, the change of address for number 292 McAllister Ferguson Boundary Road?
The solicitor's still working on a letter for that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, on to new business 23.1, 171 Center Road rezoning amendment to resolution 24-402. We have resolution 24-436, moved by Councilor Haskin, seconded by Councilor Pekkanen. Whereas resolution number 24-402, carried at the July 2nd, 2024 meeting, requires amendments to accurately reflect the steps involved in the application. And whereas the reconfiguration involves two lot additions, resulting in a reconfiguration of the two lots and property boundaries. And whereas the two lots referred to as lots 80 and 81 and registered plan 247 are part of a registered plan of subdivision, and require a deeming by law pursuant to section 50, subsection 4 of the Planning Act prior to the granting of the consent, which is not included as part of the zoning bylaw amendment application and requires a separate application. And whereas the zoning bylaw amendment application involves rezoning one lot from waterfront 2 to an RU zone with a site-specific exception to permit a reduced lot frontage and lot area, and rezoning one lot from WF2 to WF2 with a site-specific exception to permit a reduced lot frontage and lot depth. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby amend resolution number 24-402 to clarify the steps involved in the reconfiguration of the property referred to as lots 80 and 81, registered plan 247, and further that a draft bylaw reflecting these changes be prepared and circulated to the Council as soon as possible prior to the public meeting. Discussion? Now, you mentioned with the deeming bylaw, what is, where are we at there?
The applicant has submitted an application, so the deeming bylaw will be before council at the August 6th regular meeting.
Okay. we may be interested in hearing, and also the public, as far as North Bay Mattawa.
The applicant has approached North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority for a septic feasibility study. Once that study is received, she will be forwarding it to the township, and to I will forward it to our planner.
And the two buildings that are on the lot line?
The two buildings will be demolished.
Okay, now this is from the applicant coming in?
This is coming from the applicant, yes. She's been in a couple times this weekend. We've had a few different conversations.
Okay. Now, as per procedure, if anybody in the audience or online wishes to comment on this as well, you're be welcome to do it. Give a couple minutes. I guess the other question, too, is the public meeting, is it scheduled at any particular point at this time? Or
no, notices have not been sent out yet.
Okay. But we are getting close to the two-year mark?
Correct. The two-year mark is August 31st.
Okay.
And the applicant's been made aware that she may need to apply for an extension at the planning board.
Okay, hearing no comments, I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Now we have 23.2, the actual dates and notices for the official plan and the zoning bylaw, so we can get the documents. We're actually pushed a little bit, I guess. They were promised yesterday, but we're looking at maybe Thursday, Friday now to put them online.
Yes, the township's just received the documents this evening. It will be forwarded to council this evening, and then notices. The tax bills were printed today, and they should be mailed by Friday or Monday. Documents will be posted on the website by Friday.
This week?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And those will be the draft documents, and that the public can comment on at that
yes.
point? And what we have to work on is the actual dates for the open house and the public meeting. And there are certain requirements and regulations, too, and I had made the suggestion. The planner had suggested a couple of days during the week, I guess, but I made the suggestion just from past experience that the open house at least be held on a weekend, preferably a Saturday. And I had suggested August 24th, although apparently the community center is booked. So we're looking at other possible dates, and that's all put out to council here. And what do you think? But first of all, if you think it has to be on weekend as opposed to a weeknight, as the planner had suggested. I'm thinking it should be on a weekend to give everybody an opportunity. They may be minor adjustments, they may or may not, depending on what the public should be given an opportunity, certainly, to comment. And the one in particular that might bring out some more people is a short-term rental. Now, in all fairness, we haven't seen anything yet either. From what was discussed through the working documents. And so we'll have to make sure that what goes public is generally council's view for the draft proposal, and then it'd be open up to comments from the public. We didn't want a situation, certainly, where the public comes in already and says that the council is really thinking of this, even though our meetings have all been open. That's why we wanted a day or two at least before it goes public. There may be something in there that our planner has put in that we completely disagree with, and I think that has to be looked at before it goes public with the actual draft documents. And then enough time is given, certainly it'll be from the end of this week then until whatever date we set for the open house for comments and even the public meeting. Now, it was suggested, too, that the public meeting be, I think, the one date that the planner had suggested was September 3rd, which is a council meeting at 6 o'clock. But depending on the open house, I'm thinking that's probably a half hour is not enough time for a public meeting. That could be extended if you think Tuesday night is the night to do it. I'm just putting it out to council to come up with some dates. As long as we meet the legislative requirement, it's, what did you say, it was 20 days notice?
So the open house has to be held no later than 7 days before the public meeting, and the public meeting shall be held no earlier than 20 days after the requirements for giving notice has been complied with.
So I'm wondering if Mr. Jackson has given any...
He is agreeable to whatever council decides, as long as they get the requirements of the Planning Act.
Okay, so my first question would be then, is council agreeable to, rather than having both on a week evening, to have one of them, preferably the open house, on a Saturday, and in the community center so the public would have an opportunity? We're not sure of the numbers who may or may not be interested in this. I guess that'll be determined as well by comments that may be received in the interim. But in the notice, we have to indicate when the open house is actually scheduled for and when the public meeting is scheduled for. Councilor Zula?
Yes. I'm in favor of the weekend.
Saturday, so the question is which Saturday?
For scheduling in the community center, it would have to be August 10th.
But is that enough time, though, from when it's actually going to be posted? Or?
No, it wouldn't be. That's kind of the issue we're facing. The community center is booked most Saturdays in August.
17th?
Yes. 17th, 24th, and 31st.
31st, too?
This room does hold 37 people. I don't know if council is agreeable to having it in the council chambers as it's open every Saturday.
I guess the question is on those other dates, there is on the 24th, there is the afternoon that's open. But then there's a recreation dance that evening. I guess we want to be preparing for that, setting up probably. What's going on the 17th?
Family reunion.
That's all day?
I would have to confirm. I don't have dates in this calendar.
Okay, and 31st?
It's a wedding.
Uh-huh.
You can't do it a Sunday?
Well, yes, a Sunday is possible.
We just have seniors cards from 1 till 4, but we could do them more. We could do the morning if it's okay to have the seniors card set up be what the meeting setup will be for tables and chairs.
And people could actually use those chairs?
Yeah.
Okay. So a Sunday, okay, so what are you looking at, the 25th then?
That's enough time?
It covers the time, yes. And then it's just a question of the public meeting as well.
What time on the 25th, 10 a.m.?
You wanted it, or I think it's 10. Sounds good. And still allow time for any people going back. They could still attend. I know they're preparing on a Sunday probably to return, but.
So the proposed public meeting date was September 3rd, prior to a regular meeting of council.
Now, if it's the 25th, does that fit the criteria for the public meeting that follows?
So it needs to be no later than 7 days before the public meeting. So we would have to...
What's the criteria again? No more than,
no later than 7 days before the public meeting.
No later than 7 days.
I don't know if John would be agreeable to having the open house and the public meeting will need 2 days. That's probably not enough time.
Probably isn't, no.
No, maybe on Sunday. So, September 1st, September the 31st? August 31st?
Well, the holiday morning.
Oh, okay, then the Sunday?
Yeah, the Sunday would work, same.
That's just 7.
Sorry, no, the hall is booked for the cleanup of the wedding on the Sunday. And then the Monday is a holiday.
Okay.
So we'd have to do it the week prior, whether it be the Thursday or the Friday. Actually, sorry, the Friday is booked for that wedding too. So Thursday, August 29th.
That would just be a standalone public meeting then. So I'm just not sure. Well, the third wouldn't work, as you said, because that's too much time in between.
So is there anything in the hall on the 29th?
Just seniors cards again from 1 till 4.
So if we held it in the council chambers, and then if it was a lot of people, we could move to the hall? No?
I don't know the logistics, what it is to set up over there.
Or if it was assumed that the public meeting would have less of an attendance, we could do it either the Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Well, if we're going to do it the Friday, again, to try to accommodate the people who are coming up later, I would think, in the evening.
Like 7 o'clock?
I'm thinking, yeah, just like a regular council meeting.
Yeah, sorry, that wedding's in here at 4. That's the only problem. Unless we have it in the council chambers.
It's just, like I said, we probably should have a better feel, but it's after the fact. Whether people come out to the open house or the public meeting, I don't know. You wouldn't let a situation where nobody shows up to the open house, and then you think, okay, public meeting, everybody shows up. Then you're in trouble if you don't have the venue.
Well, you're gonna, the way it's booked, it looks like you're gonna almost have to have either one or the other during the week, right?
Right.
To meet the time.
You suggested the Thursday.
I said for the open house on the Sunday.
Right.
And then, yeah, the Thursday, the 29th.
For the public meeting.
Yeah.
Does that work?
At 7 p.m.?
The seniors will be gone by then. They'll just do an afternoon, right?
Yes, and there is yoga at 7, but we can ask them to, if they wouldn't mind moving outside for that night.
What's on Thursday night?
Yoga.
Oh.
But they can move outside if the weather's nice.
I'm thinking they're getting it all free anyway, so recreation, what do you think?
I think for the months.
Okay. I just know that the last time there was something going on, the instructor came in and everybody had to leave. We were suggesting the multi-purpose room, but it wasn't big enough. And so everything had to be moved. Carly remembers, I think.
Yeah.
but hopefully she's agreeable.
As long as she has a heads up.
Right.
Yeah, I can let her know.
She knows that, you know, she's going to have to cancel that or go outside. So August 29th at 7?
Yes. And August 25th at 10, at least that's what's on the motion.
Can we do 6 or not? At 6 o'clock?
I have no problem if the seniors are out of there.
Yeah, they're done at 4.
Okay.
6.
Resolution 24-437, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to give notice of an open house to be held on Sunday, August 25th at 10 a.m. in the Community Center, and a public meeting to be held on Thursday, August 29th at 6 p.m. in the Community Center concerning a proposed official plan and zoning bylaw amendment. Discussion? Now that would be confirmed with the planner, of course, as well. So.
Yeah, I should also mention, I just noticed a comment in the chat that it be coordinated with the MLCA to have the open house and their AGM, but I would have to speak to them about that. But
it probably gets a bit complicated.
I'm assuming they would have a full agenda and they only have a 2-hour meeting, and we would take up more time than that. But.
Yeah, it'd just be a matter of coordinating because some of their... They're invited members, I think, to the MLCA. It's not open to the public necessarily.
I see.
So it might get complicated and who can attend and who can't. So I'll call a question on this one. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports by council members. Councilor Zulak.
I just have one thing I wanted to mention, that on Sunday at 11:30, the seniors, they're having a someone coming demonstrating the defibrillator. If anybody is interested in going, she said it only takes about a half an hour.
Is that advertised?
I never seen it, and then she phoned me and said, you know, they only had a couple of people assigned up, and, you know, if I would mention it, so that's why I'm mentioning it.
What time is that?
11:30 on Sunday.
Sunday the 21st?
Whatever that is. This Sunday.
You don't know who's putting on the demonstration?
No, she just said it was a lady coming in and doing the demonstration to the seniors, and only takes about a half an hour to show you.
And they have their cards after that, is it?
I don't know. You get a card for doing it?
No, they play cards.
Oh,
seniors, right?
Sorry. Yeah, I guess so. What time does their card start?
Noon, they're usually.
Yeah, so that must be.
Any other comments? Workshops?
I've seen recently was advertised that there's a tackle share program. Is the library involved in that tackle?
Yeah.
So the library is not indicated as one of the locations for that tackle share. Like, is it sponsored? Is the library sponsored with that tackle share? Like, is there sponsors that are providing the fishing rods and that?
Well, they already have the fishing rods. They've had them for years, the fishing rods. And the tackle thing is just something new that they've got.
And there's a sponsor for that? Like,
yeah, I believe so. I'll check for you, but
okay.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Because I didn't see the library as one of the locations for this tackle share program.
I'm pretty sure they are, unless they're just doing it on their own. Because I know we were talking about the tackle.
Because there is a program that's been in place since 1998,
okay.
And there's fishing companies that sponsor it, and the library's not listed as one of these tackle share locations, but Candlelight on the Bay is.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'll find out. Since when, Mike?
1998.
Because I know we've had the fishing rods that they loan out for quite a few years, and they even have ice fishing rods now. And then they were talking about a tackle and stuff.
Just be good if the library was on that
was
map.
Listed on
yeah,
there.
So then
yeah.
Anyone that was looking could would realize the library is doing that as well.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Okay, I had a concern with the community center doors. We received a phone call on Saturday evening that the doors were unlocked. I think some kids were over, and so I went over to check, and both community center doors out the front were open, unlocked. So I went in and checked through what I could check in the hall, and both washroom lights were on. And so I proceeded to, I wanted to make sure that the kitchen was locked, because it's been unlocked a couple of times, but lately it's been locked, which is good. But then I locked those doors, and I thought, well, I'll just check on the Sunday as well. Went over in the evening, and one of the front doors was open again. It wasn't locked up. The one was locked, but the key was laying on the door, and the other one was unlocked. And the men's washroom light was on. So, whoever's in charge, whoever's the last one in there, I don't know whether it's somebody booking the facilities or whatever, but somebody has to be responsible for closing up. There's $100,000 plus equipment in there, and we can't have those doors unlocked. It's just a question of, who's the last person. Whether one of the incentives might be, now it could be other people too, but the person who is rented or is using the hall, that they'd be charged. Because a lot of it has been free, as mentioned earlier, that they'd be charged if anything's left unlocked. Or you're supposed to check the windows and any number of things after you're finished. I don't know if that's being done by the users. Now, I can't blame the users. It could be somebody else that slipped in too. But I know it came up quite a while back. Unfortunate this time I was able to get in and lock up things. If there's something going on inside, I have no key.
Well,
and I know that was months ago that was requested.
Yeah,
so
there was a motion put forward for that.
Yeah.
And you haven't got a key?
No. And I'm just thinking, being so close, that, certainly in the past, I don't want the extra liability either, but what was involved with even coming in and shutting off the alarm when it was going. I don't want to go that far, but certainly with the main part of the hall, I think it should be secured. And however we do that, I don't know. But it's a concern, especially on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Any time's bad, but to have it unlocked.
So, can we get that he gets a key?
Yes.
And another thing, do we not have a camera?
We do.
So, could we have a camera somewhere situated that can see who's going in and out?
Yeah, I'd have to check on the positioning. We may have one at the community center doors. I know we have one here, but I'd have to check.
It's just so that we would see the last person
who's leaving
the building.
And the kitchen door lock was replaced last week because it was malfunctioning. So the new lock is the exact same as the previous lock, and everyone's codes that were previously in there have been entered into it.
Okay, that's good. It seems to be people are locking that after them. I'm surprised at the community center. Not a good situation.
Yeah, it was a little, on Saturday, about 1:20. I think we met here to load up, to take stuff down to the kids' fish and fun. And I went through the youth room, unlocked the door, prop doors open and everything to carry everything out through over on the side there. And I get in here, and the door down on this side is swung wide open. Wide open, and the lights were on in that extra, the other maintenance room or whatever it is, and there was nobody around. So I was a little surprised. So I don't know who would have left that swung open or anything. So yeah, somehow or another, we got a grasp control of it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed the one area. Harry might have an answer for this one, down where the records are kept, down by the post office. That light's been on fairly often at night. Now, I don't know whether somebody just goes in and then forgets to turn it out or what's happening. I don't think that's a problem down there necessarily, but I'm thinking even what the custodian can have certain responsibilities too, I would think, as far as, I'm not sure what the hours are going to be, but locking up and securing the building. As I say, it was always the actual renter who was responsible, not that it was always done necessarily, but to ensure that it was locked up. Just thought I'd mention it. Anything else from workshops, committees? Resolution 24-438, moved to Councilor Zulak, second to Councilor Pekkanen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar has hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything you wish to pull from that? Looking at 25.8, many of the recommendations in that are now being implemented, so certainly we thank Davidson for those comments and suggestions and procedural requirements. And hopefully this particular one and ones in the future will be following requirements. And I'm thinking, certainly we are in contact now with the planner on a couple of different issues, and I think they're making it a focus that they review. This will be really important too, looking at what we have for official plan and zoning, that they review it very carefully. I know we won't be their only clients, but I think that's necessary because there have been some slippages in the past. And inadvertent, I think, and probably just not checking as closely as... And there are always going to be differences of opinion as well on planning matters. We've discovered that over time. But hopefully this will rectify some of the problems we've run into in the past. Okay, Councilor Zulak.
Just one thing, 25.5.
Yes?
When we were discussing our official plan and stuff, we had thought that the Aggregate Resources Act, the name had changed, but they're still calling it.
They're still calling it, but it was in one of the appeals that it had changed, so we'll have to clarify what the actual name is now.
Yeah.
Okay, call the question on the consent agenda. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Any questions, comments from the public, either in person or on Zoom, related to items on the agenda? Okay, on to section 27. We have resolution 24-439, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-63. In the bylaw, confirmed the proceedings of Council first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed at open Council the 16th day of July 2024. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution
24-440, moved by Councilor Cuckin, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
7:24.
7:24 p.m. to meet again on August 6th, 2024, at the call of the mayor.